Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt calling in from Colorado this evening, but we'll be in Long Beach, California tomorrow with Dave and Amy and the rest of the corporate team. Very much looking forward to doing our final review on our website and our webinars and talking about the fall and our event schedule and strategy of what we've got coming up. We've got some new programs in store and in mind for everybody, and so it's exciting times here at Perium. We're going to be talking tonight. Our primary training is going to be about the criminals that are stealing business from you, America's most wanted, as we'll call them. But until we get to that, I've got a couple of important housekeeping notes and information. First, every week we give away 20 free gift cards, $1,000 worth of retail value, about $200 worth of wholesale value. All you've got to do is buy your gift cards. Hand out your gift cards. Make sure your prospects redeem your gift cards, and you might be somebody who's going to win these gift cards this week or next week. If your name is Marshall Ney from Austin, Texas, you've won them this week. If your name is not Marshall Ney, then you've got 7 days to go out, hand out some gift cards, get them redeemed. And I'll tell you what, our fastest growing distributors and our most successful recruiters are using our gift card marketing system. The folks that are constantly ending up in the recruiter's pool, they're handing out gift cards. So there is a method to our madness. There is a strategy and a proven plan of action that is working for people. And so I really encourage you, if you're not using gift cards on a regular basis, you're missing out on really one of the biggest parts of what we do. And you'll see with our new website and our new webinar, we're going to be featuring the gift cards much more prominently because they are actually one of the reasons, one of the 11 reasons to join Perium. So it's not only how effective they are in actuality, but it's also the effectiveness of using them as a promotional tool. So you'll be seeing more of that. One of the things that people are focusing on, especially those that are doing a lot of recruiting, are going to the Oasis Retreat with Dave Sandoval. As I said, I'm going to be with Dave the next few nights and really looking forward to spending some time with him and with the team. And you know, we're going to talk a lot of business over the next couple of days, but we're definitely going to have some downtime and some opportunity to share some ideas and, you know, mission and vision and other things. And, you know, as old as this company is, we're still very much in the formulation process of really identifying who our biggest builders are and who they'll be in the future. And so we're going to spend some time at the retreat really giving you some great information, grounding you in wellness ideas and experiences and nutritional information and allowing you to experience it with rafting trips and nature hikes. And you'll have an opportunity to, you know, hang out in the sauna, do some yoga, you know, get a massage, play some volleyball. So it'll be a really action-packed, fun event, but more than just what you're going to be doing is what you're going to be feeling and what you're going to be seeing. And that's going to add into your belief level. And that leads us right into our training tonight, which is that there are criminals who are stealing business from you. And you've got to protect your business from these dangerous criminals. And the first criminal in your business is lack of belief. If your belief level is not high, there is no way that you'll be able to communicate to somebody and have their belief level be higher than yours. Or said another way, to be an effective communicator, it's really about belief and instilling belief in others. Now certainly, some people have, you know, they're gifted communicators. They're good at talking. They might be good at writing. And they have a way of speaking that's effective for people. They might have credibility with folks or other things. So certainly there are some people that have a built-in advantage. But bottom line is, I'd rather listen to somebody who's super enthusiastic, that the words are just tumbling out of their mouth, even if they're not the most eloquent language. And that's the way most other people are as well. So, you know, lack of belief, lack of passion or enthusiasm, those are criminals you've got to watch out for. Now, the thing that's great about our business is there are lots of things to be enthusiastic about, lots of things to be passionate about. And you need to find where your belief level is highest. So if it's in the products, then focus on the products. If it's in one product or two products, focus on those one or two products. So if you're somebody who's a big believer in raw foods and green foods, then focus on that. If you're somebody who's a big believer in weight loss, focus on that. If your belief level and enthusiasm is high about the opportunity, I mean, we're going through a healthcare crisis. We're also going through a financial crisis right now. Bottom line is there are a lot of folks looking for additional income. And if your belief level is really high that most of the people that you meet need what you've got, then you're going to be compelled to share with them what we have, especially if you're having success with it. And so that's something that's really important to understand, is that the higher your belief level, the easier it is to be successful. And then once you're more successful, guess what? Your belief level goes up. So it's this positive upward spiral, but you actually have to believe it first before you can make it happen. One of the things that is interesting is most people make decisions based on emotion. And so it's based more on feel than it is on information. But I would say that lack of information, lack of knowledge, is another criminal in your business. And when you can put together a high belief level and enthusiasm along with knowledge, that's when you really start to increase your effectiveness in communication. And when I talk about knowledge, it could be current events. If, you know, you're focused on the healthcare crisis, then you might talk about how much insurance rates are going up. Or you might talk about how much fat is in certain fast foods. You may email that to somebody just out of the blue. You see an article about health. You see an article about the financial crisis or unemployment or other things. You know, people may not see what you're seeing. And if you just pass on that knowledge, then they're going to be interested when you start talking more seriously about Purium, because you're going to come across as an expert. So learn about our products, learn about the ingredients in our products, learn about our compensation plan. Whatever it is that your focus is going to be, try to gather some knowledge around that, because somebody who says, oh my gosh, we've got great products, is not nearly as effective as saying, you know, we have a whole food meal replacement that's only 91 calories. We have a whole food meal replacement that's vegan, that's going to fill you up. And here's my experience with that product. I lost 8 pounds in 10 weeks. Then you suddenly become dangerous. I was talking with somebody last week. I couldn't even believe it. I'd never heard these numbers before, and I've been in and around nutrition and weight loss for a long time. She and her husband started the anabolic fast, and within 72 hours, he had lost 10 pounds, she had lost 14 pounds. He had lost 10 pounds, she had lost 14 pounds in 72 hours. Can you imagine the enthusiasm and belief level that they have around this concept? So they're going to be unstoppable now for the next month or 2 months or 3 months. But if they add knowledge on top of that, if they understand what's in the anabolic fast and can communicate what's in it when somebody asks them, well, then nobody's going to say no to them. So that's something that's really important, is adding knowledge to your belief level and enthusiasm. Now, one of the things that's also important is storytelling. It's having a beginning, middle, and an end. It's having a process in which you communicate, because more often than not, we start out the conversation proactively. It's invitation, presentation, and role, and certainly there are times where somebody may just walk right into the conversation by saying something about, oh my gosh, I'd love to lose weight. But more often than not, we're going out and we're contacting somebody and offering something, and we have a process we call pipeline, prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. And it's just like a film. It's just like a book. If you notice, lots of movies, lots of books, they have a hero and they have a villain and they have a love interest and they have a problem. And there's this arc of the story of what happens, and people are satisfied. It's almost hardwired into us that stories have a beginning, middle, and an end. And so making sure that you have a process, that you're consistent with that process, and that you modify that process when you get new information about what people like or don't like. We're going to be adding a new website for you. We're going to be adding a new webinar for you very shortly. That's going to add into the effectiveness of your communication process. Some people, once the new website comes out, Once the new webinar comes out, they're going to watch it, they're going to look at it, they're going to understand it, they're going to know what pages they like, what pages they don't like, where to direct people. They're going to get excited about the opportunity. They've got a new tool in their toolbox. And other people, they're going to read, oh, there's a new website, a new webinar, and they're not going to change anything about what they're doing, and those people will fall behind. And so lack of process is something that is a criminal in your business. So is lack of focus. You know, it's interesting. I've been in this industry for 20 years now, and I know a lot of people in the industry, so it's not unusual for people to approach me about a business opportunity. I would say, oh, you know, maybe once a week. That's probably a good guess. You know, 50 times a year, I get somebody who gives me a call out of the blue and says, hey, David, blah, 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 I just joined this new company, or, you know, however they present it. And so it's interesting. I got a call from a guy I know pretty well and I like pretty well. And he called me and said, oh, I just joined this new business. And I said, all right, great. Well, tell me a little bit about it. And, you know, because I always want to hear how people present the business. I can learn new information that I can bring to Perium if I understand better what's out there in the marketplace. So he told me a little bit about what's going on. I said, oh, well, is there a website? He said, I'd rather send you a DVD. So that was a little weird because I specifically asked to see a website, but, you know, that's fine. Maybe their website's not that good. So he ends up spending the time, spending the money to put a DVD in the mail, and then I haven't heard from him. It's been 3-4 weeks. I've not opened the DVD, but, you know, I probably would have opened it, you know, a week or two ago, but now that it had been so long and there was no follow-through, I know that he's not that interested in the business, or he's not that interested in me being involved in the business. Why should I take my time to do him a favor and learn about his business when he's not going to support or show what a good upline looks like? So, you know, it's really interesting how often we set ourselves up to fail because we may do a great invitation, get somebody super excited, may even hand out a gift card, and then suddenly we don't follow through. We don't answer questions. We don't make ourselves back available, or we do that, but then we don't ask them to enroll. We don't show them what a bronze, silver, or gold pack looks like and what it's going to cost and what it might be like to join the business and what it takes to be successful. So, you know, lack of process, lack of focus, lack of persistence. You know, in today's day and age, it's not uncommon for somebody to not be available right away. And I have that happen all the time, you know. Somebody who says something's really important, and the next thing you know, I'm calling them, and I'm texting them, and I'm emailing them, and texting them, and, you know, it's interesting. But things happen. And so if you just let it go, then they're going to let it go. And so, you know, there's definitely a fine line between how to follow up and how to follow up effectively, and that may be a call that we do sometime in the future. But the thing that I find about following up effectively is to try to follow up with new information, to give them a new piece of information about your business and how it's growing, or we have a new product, or there's something I want to tell you about, or, you know, whatever. And also make sure that you let them know when you're going to be available next, and the easiest way to reach you if they choose to contact you back. So lack of persistence, lack of focus, lack of process, and ultimately it all boils down to one of the big ones that is a criminal stealing business from you, lack of results focus. So there are lots of people who do lots of stuff, but they're not necessarily focused on what it's going to take to get into profit or what it's going to take to duplicate. And so we do have lots of people in this business that have stopped and started and stopped and started, and their upline has stopped and started and stopped and started, and their downline has stopped and started. And so everyone's kind of stopping and starting. And you know, if there's a leader involved, and if that person is you, and you've always got your finger on the pulse, your foot on the gas pedal, and you're going and driving and going and driving, and people can always plug into you and your enthusiasm, and you're grabbing people who are, you know, showing some interest, and you're helping them to be successful, well, suddenly you'll get a big enough team of people that it creates a culture, that creates a movement, that creates some significant income for you. So you want to be worthy of duplication. You want to be the person that other people want to be involved with. you know, you want your prospects to feel your enthusiasm, feel your passion, feel your positive energy, feel your optimism. Look at your body and say, wow, there's somebody who's healthy. Look at your eyes and say, there's somebody who's happy to be alive. So one of the things that's great about this business is the more that you take care of your own body, the more that you become a walking billboard for your products. The more that you're successful and making money, the more that you're going to have a nice watch or nice shoes or other things that will make people take notice. So this is a business where doing good, helping other people, helping yourself, being successful, being healthy, being optimistic, you know, being somebody that is attractive, not just physically attractive, but that people are attracted to, that want to be around, that's what helps make your business be even more successful. So, you know, it's a business that creates positive reinforcement. I like to say that you get paid as a teacher as well as your students do. And I think that's fun. I think that's exciting, you know, that you are incentivized to help others be successful. So take ownership of your business. I guess that's, you know, maybe one of the last criminals that's out there is lack of ownership, lack of accountability. It's feeling like other forces are making a difference in your life versus you making a difference in your life. So everyone's busy. Everyone's hurting for money. Everyone has trouble finding time to exercise. Everyone has, you know, personal problems and all sorts of other things. It's those people who are able to rise above, find time, reprioritize, and focus that it all starts to cycle back. Good things start to happen, so their belief level goes up. When their belief level goes up, their enthusiasm and passion goes up. When their enthusiasm and passion goes up, they're willing to take the extra time to get the knowledge and get the information, and then they get more focused. They get more persistent. They want to tell people how great these products are, how great this opportunity is, and they get excited, and they see, oh my gosh, I could get to this builder's retreat, and they become results-oriented. This is something that's important to me. Let me read that flyer again. Let me make sure I'm clear. I need to enroll 6 people. I need to build my business 3,000 points. I know what that looks like. Let me figure out how I'm going to do that. Let me talk to my team. I have a team of 2 people. I have a team of 22 people. I have a team of 500 people, but only 4 are working. Let me figure out how I can move the needle, become results-oriented, and you become more resourceful. I'm reading an amazing book right now called Unbroken, and I'll end tonight's call with this. It's an amazing book. It's about a guy who was a World War II fighter pilot, and he ended up crashing in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And he lived along with one other guy who crashed with him. They had a raft as their plane went down. Most of the people on the plane died. The two of them lived for 46 days with really no food and no water. And through their resourcefulness, they were able to live. And then from there, they went into POW camps and lived another 2.5 years in unbelievably torturous conditions. I mean, unbelievable what they went through, but it was their resourcefulness. It was their optimism. It was their willingness to improvise that allowed them to continue on. So it's an amazing book. If you're ever looking for a book about being persistent and fighting through you know, difficult times, it's called Unbroken. It's an amazing book. So, you know, make good things happen in your life, and even when good things are not happening in your life, find a way to make the changes and the adjustments necessary, and don't let these criminals sneak up on you, because once you start to get lack of belief or lack of focus or lack of process or lack of persistence or all those sorts of things, then all the hard work that you've done up until this point, whether it's hard work on your health or hard work on your business, all those things start to unravel, and you know, then you're into a downward spiral. So don't let the criminals into your mind. Don't let the criminals into your house. Keep them out, And, you know, if your belief level is high and your enthusiasm is high and you're focused on results and doing all the right things, then people are going to be excited to be around you. And you're going to be a winner no matter how many people you enroll this month. You're going to be a winner no matter what happens, because you're going to be improving your life and you're going to be excited about what you're doing. And you'll attract good people. And ultimately, no question, even if it doesn't happen today or this week or this month, there is going to be a time where you're going to find that one right person, those two right people, those three right people, and suddenly the next thing you know, you're going to have hundreds or thousands of people in your business. And that's fun. And that's really what this is about. So I certainly hope that's happening for you right now. It's happening for a handful of folks. There's no question. We've got people that are growing very quickly, and it's because they're doing the right thing. So I come back to handing out gift cards like Marshall May does. Marshall's one of the fastest growing distributors, been in the recruiter's pool, has moved up to builder, moved up to consultant, moved up to director, on his way to executive. He's just marching through the compensation plan, doing simple things over and over, and teaching others to do the same. So do it yourself. Make that happen for yourself, and we certainly hope you do. So we'll catch you Thursday night. We've got a new presentation coming up Thursday night. It's our business opportunity presentation. It's going to be based on our new webinar, so I'd love for you to listen in, get some feedback on that, and certainly invite guests. I mean, we're here to help, and anything we can do to make your business easier and more effective, that's what we're here to do. And I'm going to be flying out to Long Beach tomorrow morning, and we're going to devise some new programs and ideas and concepts to help to move this business forward even faster in the fall, because we're growing right now, and it's the summertime. But summertime is just about over, and September, October, November, those are great months for network marketing. And obviously, as we get into December and January and weight loss time, people making renewed health commitments. So this, the next 6 months should be huge for our company, and I hope it's huge for you. So have a great night. Have a great 48 hours. We'll catch you Thursday night. Same time, same number. Bye, everybody.